Welcome into episode 2 of The Natural State of Weather. I'm James Bryant, and my partner here, Todd Yacobian, joins us as well.
We hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you so much for making podcast number 1, the Winter Outlook hit. And we look forward to doing more of these. And today we have a new topic for you.
That's right. And we're going to call it social media and weather.
Social meteorologists.
There's a term for it. Social meteorologists.
Yes. Because once you get into winter, you see a lot of this.
Winter especially. And I'll start this out by saying we're not here to put anyone down. Sometimes meteorologists can go off on tangents. And right. Sometimes rightfully so, but that's not what this is for.
Facebook, Twitter, all of these social media outlets and podcasts have given a voice to everyone.
That's right.
And that's another debate.
It can be a good thing because if you ask 50 different meteorologists about something, you might get 50 close but differing opinions.
Correct. And so what we want to do is offer our thoughts on what you're going to see all over the web. This coming winter when a computer model shows a gazillion, is that a number? A gazillion inches of snow on one model run, and then the next run it doesn't show anything. And the one that showed all the snow is the one that gets shared 20 gazillion million times on social media.
There's a ton of Facebook and Twitter accounts out there of just people who love weather, have access to the data, and love to forecast it. I relate to that. I have not been a meteorologist long, credentialed. Where do you guys think I started? In high school, I loved weather. I looked at it all the time. I got a Twitter account, mm-hmm. and I was putting stuff out there all the time.
I'm so old, James. We didn't have the internets. No, I did not grow up with the internet. I did grow up though with a dial-up modem. And I could get into, I had a subscription to AccuWeather, and my dad got it for me. And you dial in, and you would get the data. You tell it what data you want, and it would put it on your computer, and then you could view it.
Man. And see, now data is easily, freely available at a moment's notice. Good thing, bad thing, you know, who knows. But it's what we got. And, 10 years ago, I would be on social media talking about the next tornado outbreak, the next winter storm. Forecasting is learned. And so your younger forecasters, a lot of times, are the first to jump on the model bandwagon. That's okay, though.
Here's where I come from on all of this. When I was a kid, when I was that kid downloading that data from AccuWeather onto my dad's computer, I would have shared it on Twitter if Twitter was around. I would have shared it on Facebook. And you're going to see that, and you have seen that in the past. And here's where I come from that. We do not, especially as meteorologists in this field, we do not need to put any of them down. We need to lift them up and encourage them because that's their passion. The majority of it, that's their passion. We need to encourage
that. Yeah, and passion in weather is a good thing. It mm-hmm. is good. It's great to have other people around the state really that you guys are the people listening to this.
Right.
You're a target audience.
Yes, exactly.
So it's a good thing. I mean, there's a lot of pages out there. I can think of them right now of people who maybe went into a different career field but still have a huge passion for weather. They storm chase. They do a little forecasting. You can learn to be a great forecaster over time.
You know, I could have gone when you were in high school putting stuff out on Twitter. I could have said, ignore this James Bryant guy. But we didn't.
You could have.
I could have, but I didn't. And look where he is now.
You could have. I mean... So leading up to the Christmas 2012 blizzard, was I posting screenshots of the GFS?
I can't even remember what I ate for lunch yesterday.
So. Now, listen, none of that was as high resolution 10 years ago as it is now. So you're looking at it and you go, it looks like 6-inch, I don't know. You know.
I do remember the models backed off on it at one point, but I never wavered. Because I thought I'm going to have a white Christmas.
You never wavered.
No.
But, you know, nobody put me down over that.
No.
And it is good to have – okay, so when you go to the doctor – mm-hmm. And they tell you, you know, so you get some bad news or say, hey, we got to have this surgery. And well, a lot of times what you'll do is you'll go get a second opinion.
That's a very good point.
Okay. So a wealth of opinions is not necessarily a bad thing, but it is important to consider the source, vet the source.
Right. And we have some points that we want to share with you about when you see these things on social media, when you see it on Facebook, when you see it on Twitter, or wherever it is that you're on social media and Instagram, we have some thoughts. We don't want anybody, the last thing I think anybody should be doing is putting anybody down because of their passion for the weather, and they find an outlet for that on the web.
And if you can base a claim within sound meteorology, there is something to that too.
Mm-hmm.
So if I said, foot of snow this week, and everyone was like, James is crazy. I said, no, look, this, you know, if I can base it in some sound meteorology, that's one thing to consider. But it is important to consider the source. And the first time you see something come across Facebook or Twitter, ask yourself, is this realistic?
Correct. If it's a model, because models, it's very important. I say this a lot, but I can't say it enough. Models are not forecasts. Forecasts are based upon models. Those actually are what we call guidance, because it guides us into making a forecast. So when you see that on social media, think twice about that before you share it and cause panic.
There's going to be this year, every year, there's going to be, we'll get it screenshot and texted to us, is it going to snow in 2 weeks? Consider the time frame.
Right.
That we're talking about here, because determining if there's going to be a winter storm significant beyond 7 days is nearly impossible. And
correct,
that was true even in February 2020.
Oh, that was so hard to forecast.
Where the
yeah.
long-range pattern supported, hey, it looks like we're going to get some winter storms, and we felt good about that chance.
Mm-hmm.
Details, non-existent. How much? Non-existent. You can't look more than 7 days, really more than 5 days out, and even have a clue about how much snow is going to fall at any point in Arkansas. So consider that as well when you see social media posts that may call for 8 to 12 inches of snow 10 days from now. That should be a red flag.
Right. And so when you share that and it goes crazy on the internet, and you may be spreading, while that is factual information of what a computer model does show, it's actually not a forecast.
So think twice before you share. And then know your meteorologist. Mm-hmm. Now, you guys know us. You've gotten to know us. That's why you trust us. Hopefully, that's why you're listening, because you trust us. That trust is built over time, and that's anywhere you go. You move to a new market, a lot of people just don't trust you. Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't that correct?
You had to earn
when
it.
When you got here in 2005, you had to build up trust.
You have to earn it, and it takes years upon years.
Yeah, and I'm 3 years into this, so you know, if people don't think I'm right, they might defer to you. And then when you back me up, they're like, okay, James might be onto something here. And then when we're both wrong,
I blame James for it. That's how it works.
But when you're following somebody, you know, just know that you can vet them so you can trust them.
Right.
Know
who they are. You might want to do a little Google search. And the National Weather Association also has a seal of approval for digital meteorologists. Do they have that? Look for that. And 9 out of 10 times it's going to be a kid who loves weather, and encourage that person. If you are that person, you have friends at Channel 7. If you ever have questions about something, contact us. If you're that person who loves weather, you have a friend here.
Yeah, and I can think of a number of them across the state right now. Mm-hmm. Then we also have people who have a great passion for weather. They grow up, they do something else, but the love for weather never goes away.
And that's great too.
I mean, and then you have these awesome Facebook pages where you have like Scott Hollinger, Storm Chaser.
Great guy.
I trust him out in the field. I mean, I went into a hurricane with him.
Blaze up in
Landon. Blaze Thomas.
Blaze Thomas.
He's a senior in high school, going to be a meteorologist. Great example. Mm-hmm. Just because someone isn't on TV doesn't mean you can't trust them.
That's
but
right.
I do want everyone to consider the source. Vet the source. Is it trustworthy? Just think about that, because way too often the post that gets 98,000 shares is the one where you're just like, oh, goodness, well, that's not going to happen. And then one model run later, it's gone. The snowstorm that you wanted, it's gone.
And then I get a question. Somebody will send it to me.
Well, I thought it was going to snow.
But they send me the post, and they go, is this true? And I'm not going to respond to it, because you know what? I'm not God. I don't know if that's what's going to happen. It's in the future. Now, if you want my forecast, you can watch Channel 7.
Now, we can assign some probability to how likely it is, yeah. and just, you know, consider the things that we've been talking about. Anybody can get on social media and post. Consider the source. Consider the age of the person, especially in weather where the passion starts at such a young age.
It was 6 for me.
And, you know, it was 5 for me, and we have unlimited access to data, which is a good thing. You can start forecasting at a young age. You can start learning all this at a young age. The formative years of meteorology are when you are, it's pre-college.
Yeah, so your mind, you soak all that information up like a sponge.
Yeah, and yeah. So that's why I can tell you everything about weather in Arkansas between 2000 and 2011.
Yeah, and represent your community. Just know that when you share pictures, you share all these reports and all that, just represent. Make sure you remember that you're representing your community.
Yeah, it's another digital aspect to social media is pictures. Everyone has a camera. It is difficult to find pictures of things pre-2012-13. It just is. There's just a limited number because not everybody had camera phones. When they first came out, they weren't good quality. And we have a way for you to easily submit those to us, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, or katv.com/chimein. Send them to us. We save them. We can come back to them years from now and remember them.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to go into the database and download the 8,000 pictures we got from February.
I still got to save all those newscasts.
I've got all of them, yeah.
You do have all of them?
Yeah, we'll continue the talk on winter as we get closer to it.
But. So to sum things up, if you are one of those people on social media that loves the weather as much as we do, keep it up. Keep up the good work. If you have any questions, remember, we're here. And, you know, you have a friend at KATV Channel 7. And so always, if you want to, reach out to us.
Don't let the passion fade.
Exactly. If I when I was 6 years old, I can't imagine if I was on Twitter, you know, don't let the negativity get you down.
And certainly, we're not going to be those people.
No, we're not. And if you're a consumer of this information, just think about the, you know, what you're looking at, what you're seeing, you know, a model versus a forecast. And if you see something you don't like on Twitter that's a forecast or something, you know, I just let that person be that person, you know?
Yeah, pick and choose your information
right. That
you believe. So right. Thanks for joining us for episode 2. We'll keep these going all the way till Christmas break.
Yeah, well, Christmas break, why? What are we stopping at Christmas?
Well, our schedules get crazy, as do everyone else's. So
Episode number 3. Yeah. What are we going to talk about in episode number 3? I have an idea.
Stay tuned.
That's right. All right, everybody. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of The Natural State of Weather.